Sparrow, come down from your tree. Come down and celebrate Christmas with me. Sparrow, come down from your tree. Why are you hiding, hiding from me? Reindeer on my roof, stamping their feet, going doof, doof, doof in the snow.
In the snow.
An elf stands by my bedside. Santa's on his way,
on his way,
to deliver gifts under my tree on Christmas Day. Santa flying slow through the night sky, shouting ho, ho, ho in his sleigh.
In his sleigh.
Lots of presents aplenty, lots of lovely toys to give to the girls and boys. Sparrow in your tree, save some love for me. I don't want to be alone on Christmas Eve. Sparrow, come down from your tree. Sparrow, come down from your tree.
Sparrow, from your tree.
Sparrow, come down from your tree.
From your tree.
Sparrow, why won't you come down from your tree?
From your tree.
Oak tree, birch tree, acorn tree, Christmas tree, yew tree, come down from your tree, celebrate Christmas with me, come down from your tree, share some love with me this Christmas Eve.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Christmas Day special of the JL Show. This is our final ever Christmas Day episode. I'm here with Michael, Owen, Shane. And I must be honest with you, this is the second time we've recorded this episode in full.
Lucien accidentally.
No,
it's got nothing to do with Lucien. It's got more to do with me.
For once, it was not my fault.
It was my fault, and I'm going to be very paranoid now for the next little while.
It wasn't your fault, but it wasn't my fault either. Which is
it was
rare.
The computer's fault, but you know, it was my fault for trusting the computer too much.
Maybe. So guys, we got a lot of fun coming up over the next while. We're going to be playing you some great songs.
Well, you brought the coaster and everything. Nice.
We were playing you some great. Oh no, guys, we missed me giving out the gifts.
Yeah, I was about to say something about that, but I didn't want to upset you.
That's a shame.
This is like the worst thing that's ever happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Christmas is ruined.
No, we can make the best out of it. That's what, you know.
Let's
do
a circle where we all say something
about
nice
making
about
the best
other.
About what, oh, anyway, what we've got.
What I like about Michael is his smile.
Aww,
what I like
thanks,
about
Dolby.
Lucien is. Is.
His hair.
His hair. What I like about Shane is his personality.
Yes.
I'm not liking that kind of pedo stash you got going there at the moment, but...
It's pretty bad.
What I like about
I'm gonna
me...
I'm gonna give Shane his Christmas presents for the first time, everybody. He hasn't seen them before. As we play my favorite song, Dominic the Dominic.
Or Tom Hanks.
Here we go. Everyone knows Tom Hanks.
This is just depressing the second time.
Exactly. All right, come on, guys, let's sing along. La 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 la.
For Shane's birthday this year,
everybody, for Christmas, I got Shane two gifts.
That's
Shane, your first gift is Angels and Demons movie tie-in edition.
What a surprise!
Can I borrow that after you? You're done.
Will I tell you guys a secret?
No. Oh, sorry. Yes.
I also got Johnny a copy of Angels and Demons for Christmas, but it's a different copy.
Oh wow!
Wait, obviously it's a different copy.
It's the first one, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the best one.
It's hardly the same one you gave Shane.
I got Johnny. It's a different edition. Like it has a different cover.
Why did they make the edition cover?
Because it was a bigger, the book was more popular. Yeah. All right, Shane. I also
got you. Are they making the Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code was made in 2006. Angels and Demons made in 2009. Inferno is coming out in November. Now, Shane, here you go. Here is your second gift. This, it's a calendar of one of your favorite celebrities. Here you go.
That was good.
Oh, I got him a Paul Walker 2016 calendar.
Get on the mic, Shane.
I wish it was Ryan Paul.
It should Louis or Louis Theroux. That's his name, isn't it?
Justin Theroux.
I already said it because I knew.
See Justin at the Christmas party.
Yeah. What? What Christmas party?
The Christmas party. bubbles in my nose.
Are you going to throw
one
up?
No, it's just bubbles in my nose. One of the Italian girls posted a video on Facebook of their Christmas party they all had, and yeah? Justin was wearing his hat.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. There's sure.
No Shane describe.
He always wears a hat. It's not a big deal.
He has two hats.
Shane, describe
to
some of your favorite Paul Walker pictures from that
Wait,
calendar.
Is he an Italian?
No, he's German. Obviously.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Naturally.
The first one is just him looking.
Turn to the mic.
It's just him looking.
No, it's turned off.
Straight into the camera.
That's no harm.
No, you just turned it off, Lucien. Yeah, you just turned it off. It was on the whole time.
Okay, good.
Just speak into it, Shane.
Everybody, let's listen to the rest of the song.
Okay, I'm not gonna get
beautiful.
My review.
Okay, so debatable. Guys, what are you doing for what have you been up to today since it's Christmas Day?
Shane and I did the Gold Mile.
What presents did you get?
I think
4:30. I think I did, and you did in about 5:19.
Yeah, you did not do a mile in 4:30.
What presents did you guys get for Christmas this year?
I didn't get any.
Come on, Michael. Did you get new microphones?
Yes.
You got a new microphone for your birthday.
Yeah, I know, but
how many mics do you need?
Are you getting new microphones?
How many mics does Mike need?
As many mics as Mike can.
How many mics can Mike have? If Mike could.
So what did you
Mike,
get for Christmas this year, Michael?
That's terrible.
How many mics would Mike?
So, I don't know. You see, I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas.
You do because
so.
It's Christmas Day right now. So, what are you getting for Christmas?
What did you get?
Hits.
Okay, I got a chair.
Did you get a copy of William Shakespeare's Othello with a weird note inside?
Yeah, I did. Oh, do you want me to read that?
No. Gathered around the fireplace for a super early morning. This was last year's Christmas Day show with all of us.
Super early morning.
Michael, you're the wealthiest person here. Did you get a house for Christmas this year?
Yeah.
Wait, when was this recorded?
This was last Christmas.
I don't remember doing this.
Of course you don't remember doing it. Every episode's the same.
Yeah, true.
I only remember because I have to edit them and label them.
I remember because that had a profound effect on me. You're like, Michael, you're the wealthiest person here. Did you get a house?
Oh, Shane, what dedication did I write inside your book?
Stay away from the Illuminati or something.
Well, you're supposed to read it out, Shane. You have it written there in front of you. You lazy fuck.
I haven't actually opened the book yet, man. I'm just guessing.
Uh-oh, Lucien dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, no, we'll have to edit it out.
Seeing as the last episode of record was...
It's gone.
What? Shane, what did I write inside your book?
To Shane, stay away from the Illuminati. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mine was...
Michael, what was your dedication?
You wrote a J, not an L.
Mine was, to Michael, turn the key and keep our counsel. Merry Christmas. Your friend.
And is there another dedication in the book?
There is. It says, this is titled the 29th of October, 2001.
Don't read it. Just read it really fast.
Oh, I won't read it. I'll just say.
It's on the parasite.
Is that the sound you make when you prey on young boys or girls?
The highlights of it are...
Our undecided gender.
The highlights of it are, dear fairy friend, I wanted to write a short note as a little reminder of the buzzing times of uni. There's like a picture of someone called Player C.
Okay.
And it says she's saying free condoms for all. I'll test them.
That's an odd thing.
And then it says, anyway, sweetie, please cherish these memories as they were events that were close to our hearts when we were knobhead. 20 years
what
old.
What a poetic person.
My all dust is always with you, Tinkerbell. Just look up to the sky in times of sadness and watch
the season.
From
love and understanding.
Claire Dell.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
There we go.
I bet you love my Christmas present. Anyway, we got Othello, we got Angels and Demons, and we got a Paul Walker calendar. And Owen got a Inside Out.
Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone on silent, guys. I'm so sorry. I'll turn it off now. Oh my god. Guess who it is?
I don't know. Is it Barra?
No, it's guys. Derek Clifford. Look at caller ID.
Oh my god, it's Santa
Claus. It's Santa Claus.
Hello?
Hi there. Santa here. Who am I speaking to?
This is Owen Doby. I am Santa.
I see you when you're sleeping.
Good, so be good for goodness that doesn't sound legal. It was very nice talking to you, but I have to go now. You know, I'm very busy preparing for Christmas.
I hope to talk to you again soon. Merry Christmas. Goodbye, I love you, Santa.
Well, that was really, really interesting.
That was
great.
It was emotional. Okay. I always wanted to talk to
guys, I think now it's karaoke time here on the JL Show. Who wants to sing Fairy Tale of New York?
I do.
Wait, this time
I'm going to use the lyrics.
This time we're going to get a karaoke version that has the lyrics up on the screen, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm going to get them up here.
No, I have them here. Look, I'm gonna play it on the big screen here.
Come on.
Here we go. Right.
I can't see them there.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up on the stand. Wait a sec.
All right.
Hold on, two seconds.
1...
I'm going to take that mic off the thing again so I can stand up.
No.
Yeah, sorry, Mike.
Don't, please.
Do me a favor.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Do us all a favor, Lucien.
Okay, here we go.
Lucien, please don't.
Oh, nice.
Please. Lucien, please. Please, Lucien. Oh, it's very bad.
Oh, it's a duet. Oh, we're going to start singing.
This is a lot worse than I thought.
Yeah, why would you even bother trying to move?
There's no video. It's fine. No one will know.
Who's going to be the woman? I guess we'll both be the woman.
Do you want to be? I'll be him.
It was Christmas Eve,
babe.
In the drunk tank.
An old man said to me,
won't see another one.
Right out of tune.
And then he sang a song.
I'm actually kind of a better singer than you, Owen.
The rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
I'm singing out of tune, but at least I'm singing some tune.
God, our lucky one. Came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Listen, we stop singing ahead. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time
when all our dreams come true.
Okay, for the duet now, I think two of us should split the duties, okay?
Well, I'm not going to sing
you
the
duet. You sing him, I'll sing her.
Okay.
They got cars big as bars, they've got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's a place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you are pretty,
Queen of
New York City.
The band finished playing, they howled out for more.
Sinatra was swinging,
all the drunks they were singing.
We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night.
The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
It's actually put me in a good mood. I don't know why.
Oh, no, yeah, it's great.
I'm actually enjoying this.
This is what Christmas is all about.
Listen.
You're a bum. You're a drunk.
You're an old slap of junk. You're out there, almost dead on a drip on the bed.
You scumbag, you maggot. You cheap, lousy F. Christmas, you're ours. I pray to God it's our last.
The boys of the NYPD choir were still singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I love how the word faggot was sleep down.
Whatever that word was.
Slut.
Wait, was it slut or what?
No, slaggot.
I don't know.
You maggot, you sheep.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me. When I first found you,
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
I'll help you out.
The boys of the NYPD choir are still singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
We're actually in Galway Bay, technically, so we're, like, the best people to be singing this.
not really. The Pogues would be the best people to sing this.
Well, yeah.
Well, banned by 20 years ago. Yeah.
That's it, isn't it? That's all.
I enjoyed that terribly.
There's a good bit left, so I'm assuming.
No, no, we're all finished. No, it's over.
But look,
I don't want to hear anymore.
It's low,
no, no, it's over.
It's over.
Why is there so much left in the time?
No, it, trust me, it's over. That's just the song at the end.
Oh, okay.
The little tune.
All right, everybody. So what else have we got to do in a Christmas show? There's not much left. We're going to...
Pancake batter.
Sparrow.
We have to do that at the end. Yeah, I think it's smooth. It's about time to get Sparrow now. I want to finish this.
Like on the microphone. People have no...
What are you talking about?
So everybody, Christmas Day is a really wonderful day. It's a national holiday. It's a Christian holiday. But Jesus was actually born in August, so...
You don't have anything to back that.
Everyone knows
symbolism.
That. Like, everyone knows that. But anyway.
I like the way Christmas is at the end of the year, though.
We'll ask the most renowned source there is.
There's some great...
Man himself.
Siri. There's some great stuff on Christmas.
When was Jesus Christ born?
What's up, Siri?
The year zero.
Oh, between 4 and 8 AD.
Yeah.
Way too quiet. 4 BC.
Or BC, sorry.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our Christmas Day show. Thanks to Michael, thanks to Owen, thanks to Shane. Thanks to all the lovely people who join us on Christmas Day shows over the years, like Dean and Johnny and Jimmy and stuff.
Dean literally has not been on an episode.
He's been on a Christmas show. He was on Dean's Goodbye back in May, episode 198. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back on New Year's Eve with a review of the year show, breaking down the best pop culture and the best JL moments of 2015. Thank you for tuning in. Merry Christmas.
That was actually pretty
nice. And may the force be ever in your favor.
But you thought you were about to say face, because right. I was trying to light your face.
Sparrow time, guys.
Boy.
So, what do we need? We need the guitar, we need you on the tambourine, we need Shane beating his drum. But not...
The chords are still. Did you just play random notes? It's terrible, yeah. It sounds terrible.
Ooh, it's a deal breaker, all right. Yeah, can you go out of my way?
I think we should probably move this off the table while we sing the song.
I can't believe we lost the first version. Wasn't perfect though, so this version could be better.
It was. Do I sign?
This version has potential to be better. You're going to sing properly this time, though.
I'm going to sing.
You're going to sing Gender Neutral Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Gender Neutral Kids!
Well, you don't know you're supposed to sing it. Yeah, you are. I'll tell you how it is. It's to give to the girls and boys and gender neutral kids.
I'm going to sing it as a tune of Fairy Tale
of You. No, you're not.
I mean, I'm not going to do it on purpose, I swear.
Okay. That doesn't sound right for Sparrow, but anyway, whatever. Whatever you think is best.
No, that's not Sparrow.
No, come down from your tree. Come down and is this what I played on the first time? It is, isn't it? Yeah. All right, Owen, get your tambourine and start playing on verse 3.
Tambourine.
So guitar start verse 2. This is the... Christmas Day. Yeah, and then you and Shane have to both start. Guitar start verse 2 on Reindeer on My Roof. Take a funny picture of Shane with it. Dear God, turn that down. It's way too loud. Okay, everybody. Sparrow time. Here we go. Recording? Okay.
What if I'm wrong? What if I've lied? What if I've dragged you here to my own dark night? And what if I know? What if I see there is a crack run right down the front of me? to run away.
If I be wrong, if I be right,